Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
A new report from the International Energy Agency has found that energy retail prices in Ireland are 3x higher than wholesale prices. That's one of the highest gaps in the world. The report also confirms Ireland has the highest electricity prices in Europe. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, has the story, the lead story in the Irish Independent this morning. Charlie, what did the International Energy Agency find about Ireland?
Pretty damning stuff, Shane. They found that energy providers in this country have benefited from falls in wholesale prices since the Russians' second invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Wholesale prices are down about 71%, but that's not being passed on to consumers or businesses. And so what you get is the gap between what it costs them to produce electricity and what they're selling it for is one of the largest in the world. In fact, it's 3x what it's costing them to produce electricity, the wholesale cost, and the end price is 3x. There's a gap of 3x there. So that's a huge one. And, you know, it 3x higher than the wholesale cost, essentially. So essentially, it's not difficult to see why somebody like Lynn Boylan, who uncovered this report, would conclude there's price gouging going on here.
Yeah, although you also point out in the piece, the recent finding from the energy regulator, it said there's no evidence of windfall profits in the retail market.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It is, yeah, because I mean, obviously you can't go out with an accusation like that. I put it to the Electricity Association of Ireland, which is a representative body for the energy companies, essentially the gas companies and the electricity companies on the island, on the entire island. You know, I mean, because it's a strong claim. So I put it to them, hold on a minute here. This is pretty conclusive proof from a prestigious international body, the International Energy Agency, which has 32 countries as its members and, you know, looks at this in an unbiased way. And it's simply saying the gap is too big here, that, we've got one of the biggest gaps. And they say, hold on a minute here, the regulator, the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, looked at this, couldn't find any evidence of windfall profits. And say the big problem is we're very dependent on gas for...
Yeah, I mean, there are... We've spoken to energy experts on the show before because obviously electricity prices are very high in Ireland and they list a number of reasons for that. The lack of indigenous fuel sources, as you say, over-reliance on fossil fuels, our location as a, you know, on the edge of the Atlantic, the fact our population is so dispersed, we have a much more dispersed population than other countries, the weakly connected grid, the investment in renewables. I mean, the list can go on and on. I mean, are those factors, are they genuine or are they a factor in that with seeming huge divergence between prices that the energy providers are paying and what we are paying?
They are all relevant factors, but this report raises the question, are the energy companies over-relying on those excuses? Do all of those things fully explain the huge gap? And remember, energy companies in this country are extremely profitable. I mean, you're talking about Electric Ireland, who, incidentally, are not putting up their prices. That's another thing that's very, you know, causing people to scratch their heads. How come Electric Ireland, which is part of the ESB, is not putting up its prices this winter? It's actually cutting its gas prices, freezing its electricity prices. Two other companies, Flowgas and prepay power, sorry, not Flowgas, Uno Energy and prepay power are freezing their prices as well. And yet you have a string of the big companies putting up prices, including one of them putting them up twice this year. So yes, all those factors are relevant. We have a dispersed population. We have to spend a lot of money investing in renewables. We have to import most of the gas, nearly all the gas that we use to produce electricity, and most of our electricity is produced by gas. Wind is just not there yet. And at the moment, it's not blowing at all, the wind. But, you know, there is a question mark here now. This raises a major question mark and makes people wonder, are the energy companies over-relying on all those excuses and actually making off like bandits, you know, really overdoing it, if there's such a gap between the wholesale cost of electricity and what they're selling it to consumers and businesses for?
Okay, we'll leave it there. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.